week we spoke about the Meshach HaDairis, the continuation of the Dairis as they come down according to the structure of Adam Rishon, and we are the Ikvayim, the sole, the bottom of the foot. As the Tzaddikim have already predicted, it's a matzav of Ikras HaMashiach. Hestapanim. We'll talk about it more elaborately perhaps next week as we approach Purim. But the Gemara speaks about the period of the Nes of Purim as one of Hester Panim. The Rabban Yishladim hides his face. It's the end of the Galus. This Hester Panim of the Achris of the Galus comes in two phases. The Galus after the Bayis Rishon, prior to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, and today's Galus, at the end of our Galus, prior to the building of B'mheira B'yameinu, the Bayis HaShlishi. The structure is the same. So, it's Hester Panim. The Rabbeinu Shlodom hides his face. We don't see, and more than that, like the Baal Shem Tov said, it's Hester B'toich Hester. The concealment is also concealed. The Gra, the Vilna Gaon, told his Talmidim that the entire history, the events of the current millennium, I mean the Yiddish millennium, the 6,000, we're now in the middle of the 6,000. We're in the year 5,760. So the events of the current millennium are all in the Sedra Dvarim. In the 10 Sedras of the Sedra Dvarim, each Sedra is a century. You want to know the events of the first century? Look in the Sedra Dvarim. You want to know the events of the second century? Look in Vayis Chanan, and so on and so forth. The Gra lived in the years of Tak, Tavkuf, which is the sixth century. So the Talmidei HaGra wrote that in their Sfarim. They have this story in their Sfarim that Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the great Talmud of the Gra, asked the Gra, if now is the 6th century, so we are in the Sedra Kiseitzei. So where are you, Rebbe, in the Sedra Kiseitzei? You certainly find yourself there. So it says, yes, I am. It says, Evan Shleima Tihielach. Evan Shleima is Neitreiken Eliyahu Ben Shleima. That's me. The Vilna Gaon. Rabbi Eliyahu, the Gra Vilna. So the Reb Chaim Volozhiner asked his Rebbe, and where am I? So the Rebbe answered, but Reb Chaim Volozhiner, when he gave over this account to his Talmidim, did not reveal where Reb Chaim Volozhiner is in the Sedra. I suppose he didn't want to do it because of an Eved. In other words, every Sedra of Dvarim is a century. Actually, there are 11 Sedras in Dvarim. But the Gra said, Nitzavim Vayelech is one Sedra. In fact, you see it, because at the end of, there's a Mesaira at each, at the end of each Sadra, you have it now with Chumashim, it's part of the Mesaira, it's an excerpt of the Mesaira, telling you how many Psukim there is in each Sadra, and with the Gematria. So, in the Tzavim Vayelech, he combines both. And with this, this is one of the Terutzim to Akasha. In the Zayar it says that there are 53 Sedras. Gan, which is the Gan Eden. If we count, there are, say, 54. Netzavim Vayelech is one Sedra. That's the answer. That's one of the answers. So Kuntais, that we who are now in the middle of 5760, the eighth, so we should find ourselves in the Tzavim Vayelech. If somebody would learn with Iyun the Sedras of Netzavim Vayelech, he's going to find the events of this entire century. We're over the top of the mountain. It's already 60 years in the century. So there is a history and a prediction. The history we could find in the Sedra Netzavim Vayelech. And the prediction is a very delightful one. When I was a boy, younger than you, I went to the Yeshiva Tayo Vidas on 206 Wilson Street in Williamsburg. At that time, it was approaching the turn of the century. It was the end of Tav Tzadik Tes. We were approaching Tav Shin. And there was a smell of gunpowder in the air. Germany has invaded Austria and Czechoslovakia. It was, and then Chamberlain of England went with a policy of appeasement. You're going to be a good boy from now on, said Hitler, but be a good boy, that's all. And then Germany started threatening that they're going to invade Poland. And England and France said that if Germany is going to invade Poland, they're going to war too much. Because you see that his hunger cannot be satisfied. So we were boys, and there was one boy in our class who was rich enough and fortunate enough to have a radio. So by recess, we were interested in the stories that we are going to hear. So instead of going down to play ball at recess, we remained in the room, the Rebbe left, and this boy got up front and very proudly gave a report of the events of the day and what's happening, and he told us what he heard on the radio, that if Germany is going to invade Poland, so England, the British Empire, as it was then called, and France are going to go to war, and the English, they have the Royal Air Force, which is invincible, and the French have the Maginot Line. You can't penetrate that. And they have such mighty armies, and just in the question of a few days, they're going to reduce all of Germany to mincemeat, to Gehacktefleisch. So that's how the boys told the story. And then Rosh Hashanah came, and my father, Olav Shalom, was about tefillah for Shacharis, and I stood by his side to help him sing his Nigunim. And I noticed that everybody is crying more than what I saw on the other Rosh Hashanah. After davening, I asked my father, why were they all crying? So they said, all these people, they have relatives, fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, cousins in Poland, and Germany is invading Poland now, and who knows what's going to happen with them. So I said, what are you worried? In a few days, Germany will be gehackt to flesh. What are you worried? It didn't take a few days. It took 5 years. And in these 5 years, Hitler, Yemach Shmai V'Zechrei, V'Nimach Zechurei M'Lehazkirei, he annihilated one-third of Klal Yisrael. Like it says in the Pasuk, Ve'Veisis HaShlishis Ba'esh. The Navi talked about it already. And that started in Tufshin, at the turn of the century. That's just when the war started. So I suppose we could find all this in the Tzavim Vayayelach. The history of the war, we should find in the Tzavim Vayayelach. So we're going to let our fingers do the working and go through the century. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidden that I know a time is going to come when you're going to do Averis and you're going to be driven out of Eretz Yisrael. As I told you the other weeks, the Goyim didn't have the nerve to write Nevuah in their New Testament or in the Quran, the Christians or the Mohammedans. How did they know what's going to happen? Moshe Rabbeinu knew that whatever he says will be true, and he wrote it down, and we have it. Veifers Brisi, V'chora Api Boy Bayim Hahu, V'azavtim. The Rebbe says, I'm going to abandon the Yidin. V'starti Panay Mehem. I'm going to hide my face. V'hayo Lachayel. He'll be destroyed. U'mutza'u Rois Rabbeis V'tzareis. And he will have so many Rois Rabbeis and Tzareis. And you think he'll do tshuva? V'yama b'yayim hu halay al ki ayin alakai b'kir bi mitzuni arayis ha'ayla. And v'yanoichi haster aster panay b'yayim hahu. I'm going to hide my face in that day. Al kol ara asher asa. Kifana alohem achayim. So I want you to know that I predicted that. So write it down. V'yata kisvu lachem es ashir azayis l'amtos b'nai Yisrael. L'manti ili ashir azayis l'aid. Let this shir of Hazinu, which talks about what's happening, be a testimony b'nai Yisrael, that they should know that I told them it's going to happen. I told you so. So, tzareis rabbeis v'rais. Very many tzareis, tribulations, what Klal Yisrael went through. And Rabbeinu Shleilem has it predicted here in the Sedra Vayelech, which is the story of our current century. But that's one half of it. The other half we find in Nitzavim, which is also in our century. And since it's in Nitzavim, it has to happen in our century. How have I today? Maybe tomorrow. Nobody knows when. Tavshin Samach is a good year for that. But it can happen any time. So it says, V'haya ki yavayu alecha ka advar ma'ila abracha v'aklala, ashe nesati lefanecha. V'ashe yvayis ha'ele v'avecha b'chal ha'gayim. You're going to do tshuva. Return to your heart. Return to your roots. Among all the gayim, ashe hidichecha Hashem alekecha shema. Where the Rabbeinu Shleilem dispersed you there, and the Golus. You're going to go to Golus, and you're going to do tshuva. And this is right what's happening now. Anybody of you who are familiar with what's with the current events of the Jewish world, Yidden are doing tshuva. When Mashiach will come, all the Yidden will do tshuva. Right now, we already have a drizzle of tshuva. Thousands upon thousands of Yidden are doing tshuva in America, coming back to the roots, especially in Eretz Yisrael, much more so. You read about it, and you see it on the posters, that Yid with the Lone Payas, whatever his name is, Amunin, and others like that. There's this fellow, Zohar, who was the most, who was an actor in Eretz Yisrael, and he was the darling of all the youth of Eretz Yisrael. He was on television, and he was the star of all the actors. And all of a sudden, he did tshuva, and he's using his talents now to be Marza Yidin L'tshuva. And many, many like that. Professor Brandov, a camera like that. So the Rebbe Shah says, "V'shavta d'Hashem Elokecha, you're going to return to the Rabbeinu Shalom. V'shamata b'kayilei. V'shav Hashem Elokecha shvuscha. The Rabbeinu Shalom will return your galus. V'rachmech will have rachmanas on you. V'shav. V'kibetzchem b'kal ha'amim. He's going to gather you from all the nations. Asher fitzcha Hashem Elokecha shama. Where the Rabbeinu Shalom scattered you there. Im yiyin adachacha b'kzei ha'shamayim. If you're going to be astray at the end of the heavens." It doesn't say b'kzei ha'aretz, it says b'kzei ha'shamayim. And the Sfasama says that wherever a Yid goes, a little streak of Shemayim goes along with him. He can't be lost. Mishem yikapetcha Hashem elakecha, Mishem yikachecha. The Rebbe shall gather you and take you from there. V'aviyach Hashem elakecha l'oras ashi Yehoshu avisecha. You're going to return to Eretz Yisrael. V'tivcha v'hirbecha mei avisecha. More than even during the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash. And Yidna are going to go do tshuva. Umal Hashem elakecha slavavcha v'slavav zarecha. The Rebbe shall mala your heart like you take off the orla of your heart. Liyahavas Hashem elakecha. You're going to love the Rabbeinu Shalom. V'chalavavcha v'chalnafshecha l'man chayecha. This is the story of the century of the Tavshins. We have the tragedy of Tavshin, and the Nechama and the Avtacha of the Tavshins. In the Sedra of Netzavim, which is the Sedra of this century. Now we have two kashas here. One kasha is, it's not chronological, because the tzaris are in the second half of the Sedra, Vayayelech, and the Nechama is in the first half, in the Tzavim. It should have been the other way around. Another kasha is, if it's one Sedra, why is it divided into two Sedras, into Netzavim and Vayayelech? And sometimes we lane it separately. Netzavim before Rosh Hashanah, Vayayelech after Rosh Hashanah. So, these two kashas are answered with one teretz. The Gemara says, "Achei advarim eile, gidal ha'melech Achashverosh es Haman." After this, what happened? After Vashti was deposed, and Esther came in as queen, then Achashverosh made big Haman. So the Gemara says, by Yidin, the Rabbeinu Shalom makes the refuah before the market. First is the refuah. First Esther comes in as queen. And then comes Haman. The refuah comes before the market. What's pshat in that? Now supposing you see, Lo'aleinu, we shouldn't see this. Supposing it happens in the street that one man is running after another man with a knife, and he catches him and stabs him, and then he sees that he's in trouble. He calls an ambulance, This man is a Ratzayach. There's no question about it. Supposing you see a man lying on a bed, and then there's a man with a mask on and a surgical gown and gloves and instruments and gauze and gut for stitching, whatever, and then he takes a knife and starts cutting. This man isn't a Ratzayach. He's a doctor. He's a surgeon. How do you know? Because he prepared the refuah before the makah. He has the needles and the stitching material, the septics, and whatever is necessary in the surgery, in the surgical procedure. It's all prepared. If he prepares the refuah before the makah, he's a doctor. So even the makah is a refuah. The cutting is also part of the refuah. But the Rabbeinu Shlomo, when he deals with Goyim, the makah comes first and then the refuah. By Yidin it's verkehrt. The refuah comes before the makah. Achar advar ma'ele gidol amarach ha-shveirish. The Gzeira of Haman was also a Yeshua for Yidin, that they should do tshuva, to get the bad out of them, like the surgeon cuts out the bad chalakim out of the person. So therefore, the Yeshua is first in the Tzavim, and the Makkah is later in Vayayelech. The Refuah is before the Makkah. Why are they two Sedras? Because a Sedra is, the title of the word Seder is program. It's a program. Every Sedra is a program. Every Sedra tells you what's happening. You find the current events in the Sedra. You find everything that's happening in the Sedra. And every year, when we read last year's Sedra, we find new things in the Sedra. And Yidin, who learned Torah Lishma, can see in the Sedra what's happening. The Magid of Mezrich and his Bes Medrash, there was a vacancy. They needed a Balkaira. So somebody told the Magid that Rab Shneur Zalman, who later became the Baal HaTanya, he knows how to learn. So the Magid calls him in and he tells him, Zalman, you, when do you know what Shaychus the Sedra has to the events of the week, that you can see the events of the week in the Sedra? So he says, yes, Rabbi, I know. So he tells him, the Sedra is divided in seven chalakim for the Shiva Ayilim. The first is for Sunday, the second is for Monday, and so on. Do you know why? Can you really trace the happening of every day of the week in its appropriate portion in the Sedra? Can you find Sunday's occurrences in Rishon? Can you find Monday's occurrences in Sheni? Can you find Friday's occurrences in Shishi? So the Baal HaTanya says, yes, Rabbi, I can find it. I can see it in the Sedra. So he says, when you call somebody up for an Aliyah, do you know and do you understand why this specific person, Bashgacha Pratis Manashemayim, has been called to this specific Aliyah, what shaykhus it has with this Neshama? So he says, yes, Rabbi, I understand that also. So the Magid tells him, so you're going to be my Balkaira. The Sedra has a shaykhus with the week. The Sedra, if we teach it in English, Sedra means a program. It's the program of the week, a Seder of the week. When Mashiach will come, there'll be a different mitzvah in the world, a new order, a new world order, a new program. Life wouldn't be in any way the way it's now the world wouldn't be in any way the way it's now. It'll be a utopia. It'll be such a wonderful world. It'll be v'sruach atuma ava min ha'oretz. It'll be bila amavus l'netzach. And all the big haftachas that the Nevi'im told, that the Torah and the Nevi'im tell us about the Emes HaMashiach. Life wouldn't be the way it's now. It'll be like Adam Rishon before the Chet in Gan Eden. It's true that Nitzavim and Vayelech are both in one century, but it's two sadras. It can't be in one sadra. The Galus and the Yeshua can't be in one sadra. Right now, we are experiencing the Anoichi Haster Astam Espanai Mehem. And the Gemara Darshans, it's the Gemara Nechulim, Astam and Atayra Menayim. Where is Astam Rumas in the Torah? So the Gemara says, V'yanoichi haster aster espanai, aster the Isis Esther. The story of Esther is in the Torah. Here, in the Techacha. Haster aster espanai. There was such a big hester panim, such a big skier. Haman is going to annihilate all the Yidin, and all the Sheva V'yeschum Amaya Medin, B'chal Medin Esam Malach HaRashveirash. Chas v'shalom, it seems that there's no hope for Yidin. They sinned. They worshipped Avodah Zarah by the Tzalim of Nebuchadnezzar. They partook of the party of Achashverosh. They enjoyed the party. They ate and they drank there. A very big chet. Yidin fell to a very low ebb. Tzarachmanis. And the Gzaira. This is Haster Aster. And Rabbeinu Shlodom is hiding. And you don't even see that he's hiding. This is what we're living for now. Haster Aster. That's why the overwhelming majority of Klal Yisrael doesn't even know how to say Shema Yisrael. It's Haster Aster. That's why Yidin and Eretz Yisrael are in such a big sakana now. That's why anti-Semitism all over the world is so rampant. In America also. Hashem Yisbarach should help. People don't realize that Hitler was a very insignificant person. And he ran for office. And he was elected in Austria and Germany. Today the same thing is happening over again. This guy, what's his name? Haider. Huh? Haider, in Austria, a real Nazi, became one of the big shishkes in the government now. In the Austrian government, they know their history. They know that Hitler came from Austria. And that's the same thing. Here in America, that there's this fellow Buchanan running for president. He's a certified anti-Semite. He doesn't hide it. We don't know what the dangers are today. Bech Hashem, ignorance is bliss. You don't read the papers. Ashkechem, Ashkechem, Utaylech. But we're in a big sakana. It's Hester Panim. Haman is becoming powerful. It's Renech Aster Aster. Well, we have to do tshuva. This is a makkah which is a refuah. The Rebbe wants us to do tshuva. The Rebbe wants to arouse us, to stir us up. And the Rebbe would help him. We should be zayche. To the Nechamas of this century, the Nechamas that Rebbe promised us, that V'shav Hashem Alekecha Shvuscha V'rachamecha V'shav V'kebetzcha V'kala'ana Ma'ashafitzcha Alekecha Shama V'viach Hashem Alekecha L'oros Ashiyosho V'secha V'lishta V'itivcha V'hirvcha M'yav V'secha. I didn't tell you.